Good morning. I'm here in the studio with Frances Donahoe, the founder, teacher, and director at Sitka Cirque. Franny, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think you could just tell us all briefly, what is Sitka Cirque?
So Sitka Cirque is a school where we teach aerial acrobatics, and we focus, our equipment we focus mainly on is the fabrics and the lyra, which is the spinning hoop, or the circle in the air, and then static trapeze. So, yeah.
Great. And we're here to talk about this morning your upcoming winter carnival, mm-hmm. which is Saturday, December 9th, starting at 3 p.m. out at your studio. And there's going to be a carnival with activities from 3 to 4:30 and then some performances starting at 5 to 6:30. What can people expect at that carnival?
Oh, we've got so much stuff to go on there. Our board's been working really hard on getting a lot of fun activities and crafts for kids. So we're going to have a food court, and there will be real food, not just goodies and brownies. So your kids can fill up on some hot chili and cornbread and get something in them other than just the chocolate. We are also going to have a whole bunch of craft booths. So we have an ornament making booth. We have a hat making booth. We have also animal masks. You can make an animal mask and decorate an animal mask. We have sugar cookie decorating. There is going to be places you can get your face painted or like feathers tied into your hair. So we have lots of different booths going on.
Wow. Yeah. And, maybe it sounds like there's some face painting too,
yes.
And you can get feathers put in your hair. That's
yes.
All kinds of stuff. It must take a lot of people to
yeah,
put that
on. I think our volunteer list is pretty long at this point. So this is our first endeavor at this, and I think it's going to be pretty fun. Lots of great things to do. It's short and sweet. It's only an hour and a half. So that way, you know, you come, you do, and then, you know, that's it. It's done.
And you can get your photo taken with someone special.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Grinch is going to be there. So if you're not too afraid of the Grinch, you can come and get your photo taken with the Grinch. But we've had a talk, and he's going to be a nice Grinch this year. So,
okay, it's the Grinch after his heart has grown.
Right, yes, yes. We also are going to have a bunch of games going on, so feats of strength games. And we have tried to make them circus-related. So we have, for instance, we have our version of bobbing for apples. It's called the cookie hang. And you have to hang off of a trapeze, and then you try and eat the cookie that is dangling in front of you. And so we'll adjust it depending on how strong you are. Some people we might have to make hold on with just one hand. So a single-armed cookie hang.
Uh-huh.
But then it's a race. So whoever eats their cookie the fastest and doesn't fall off the trapeze wins the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of different things.
All right, some challenging things, some fun mm-hmm. things. And is this an opportunity to try out silks or your
yes.
different activities?
Yes, yes. So you will be, I mean, along with in the games, you'll get to get up on some things and try some things. There's also going to be some fabrics kind of down, and I and another student will be there to, you know, show people, like, what is a footlock and test out a couple things, because I think people, a lot of times I hear again and again that people want to try, but they're scared. They're afraid of it, or they don't think they'll be able to do anything. Mm. So the best way to find that out is to come and try it. And I have found pretty much every time people are able to do a lot more than they think.
So this carnival is open to all age groups. Sounds mm-hmm. like there's activities for everyone, families and adults.
Yes.
And you can, if you're intimidated by silks or Sitka Cirque, you can go and test the waters.
Yes.
See
yes.
if it's something you might want to do. And you can see performances.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we have, after the carnival, we are going to roll it right into our traditional, our student showcase. So a student showcase is when we provide a platform for students to create their own choreography. So I work with them throughout the semester or throughout the year on creating and developing a solo, and then this is the moment at which they get to perform that solo. So it's a lot of fun. It's very exciting, very hard work for the kids.
What age groups will be performing?
So we have kids all the way through adults. We have our youngest, I think, are kind of second through fourth grade, and they have the whole thing. They figured out their costumes, their music, their choreography, all of that. And then we have a teen group, kind of middle and high school, and we have an adult group. From our adult group, I think this year we have mainly our advanced adults are performing solos. I got to work on those intermediates, get them get them more confident on their solo creating.
Uh-huh. So, maybe they'll come to the show and see that they can do it too.
Yes, it's very scary and intimidating to try and create a solo, so it takes a lot of work to get people there.
Do you find that the younger kids are less scared?
It really depends. We have some, in general, younger ones do tend to be a little more creatively open-minded about some things, and that's just in general. Mm-hmm. But I think the older ones have a little easier time with, like, developing a theme. So the younger ones, their theme might be not very cohesive. Uh-huh. It might be this and this and this and this from all over the place, you know? So there's different elements in each age group, I think.
Sounds like there'll be all kinds of creative things happening. Yes. Lots of great performances.
Yes.
And those performances are each about a couple minutes, two or three minutes.
2 to 3 minutes.
Performer, yeah. Okay. And those performances are starting at 5 p.m. and go till 6:30. Again, mm-hmm. this is on Saturday at the Winter Carnival for Sitka Cirque. Franny, what do you teach in your program? Does your teaching go beyond circus arts itself? What's kind of your mission there?
Mission. I always feel like everything that you take classes in is not just about what you're learning. There's so much more that goes on. Sitka Cirque, for me, a big part of it is about the community. It's about developing a very cohesive, fun community. But it's also, a lot of it is around creativity, helping people to learn to be playful and figuring out how to get in touch with that kind of creative, playful side. And then we tend to funnel that into performances. Performances are really scary for a lot of people, and my philosophy, I was just talking to a student about this actually yesterday, is that this is a performance, it is an opportunity to give a gift. It's a moment to be able to share and show what it is you've been working on, but also what it is you love and what you're, you know, what it is you're kind of developing. We work a lot on how to get into that mindset, I guess, with performance. It is a cohesive group thing, though.
We only have a couple minutes left, but I wonder if you could share with us, what do you love about circus arts? Why do you have that as your work now?
Again, very long answer to that question. If I'm going to make it short and sweet, there's a couple wonderful things. I love that circus is so accessible. I feel like it takes a performance into, like, festival spaces, into dinner and entertainment, into the home, into weddings. It's something that in the professional world you see all of the time, and in places that are kind of non-traditional, and so not in studios and theaters, but out into kind of more public spaces. I also love in circus the emphasis on strength and bodies being able to be big and strong with lots of muscles. And I think that's great.
Nice. I'm here in the studio with Frances Donahoe, the founder and a teacher and director at Sitka Cirque. We're talking about the Winter Carnival, which is hosted by Friends of Sitka Circus Arts. It will be this weekend, Saturday, December 9th. Carnival activities for families and adults start at 3 p.m. and go till 4:30, and then they'll be rolling into performances.
And I did just want to say, so we have tickets for the show. If you want to get a ticket, you get into the carnival for free, and those tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. You can also choose just to come to the carnival. So if you want to skip the show, come to the carnival. I think it's $5 entry, but three of those get turned into tokens that you can use at booths. So it works out to about $2 for entry to the carnival.
All right. Nice. Mm-hmm. So going to be a great event this year. Thanks so much, mm-hmm. Franny, for coming in and telling us about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Caitlin.